I tried to bring this thing of live, but it's not bright enough, all right? So, you know, I tried for the person who asked me to, so. All right, we're going to wind down this part of this this program. It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon hours. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with you until 7 o'clock. This is going to be our reggae hour. We have a soca hour, a reggae hour. Once again, I want to say congratulations to Dr. Sala Wilson. And I have someone who will be joining you soon. So hats off to you guys, because I know the dedication that is involved. Not that I've ever gotten to that level, but I spent 3 years in Toronto trying to get a subject that I knew nothing of. But it worked out. I had an idea, but it worked out. And so I know, putting in 5, 6, 7, 8 years as Sala did. Congrats to him. All right, so we're going to pay some more bills, and then we'll get back into the reggae music. So stay tuned. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Christmas morning. You know, I want to take some calls on that day and let you all let loose how you feel on Christmas, because don't forget, Christmas this year will never be the same. They're asking you not to visit family. I'll be missing mine like nothing, especially my 2 grandsons. But we have no control over it. Some people are saying they won't be taking the vaccine. I'll be lining up like a prostitute. I shouldn't have said that, but you know what I mean. I'll be there first in line. Sorry, I shouldn't have used that term, but it just came out. Because it's frustrating to hear these people. They're finding all kind of faults and all kind. I mean, if they had called it the Trump vaccine, I wouldn't be going there. But I will be lining up there to get mine. I don't care. Somebody has to. I'm sure they wouldn't be doing this thing without some good trials. So I'll be there soon as they come out with it. And folks, until that time, please wear your mask. And even after that time, wear your mask and stand your distance. So it's here. That's here. 6:02. We gotta go. All right. A little bit more tribute to Mr. Andre Gagnon on this. You may not know him, but I grew up listening to this guy right here in Montreal, Quebec. He passed yesterday. Wow. Someone that I've enjoyed throughout my years living in the city. Some people may be saying, Andre Gagnon? Yeah, he's a French guy. Had the pleasure of sitting real close and personal at the Edgewater Club listening to this guy caressing those the piano keys. So I just gonna acknowledge. I won't go into the details how we've known each other for many years, as she was one of the first persons that I met who liked reggae music in Toronto. Used to go to a club called La Cock Door and one called Club Jamaica on Yonge Street. And in the early years of reggae music in Toronto, it wasn't well liked, even by our black brothers. We had a few of them, and they hung out at La Cock Door, and they didn't like the reggae feel. But, you know, being Jamaicans and all that, our mouths are always the loudest. We would chat their heads off. So, then along came Denise, and she did her job of promoting reggae music in Toronto. Denise and her husband. So, she has left us, and I have nothing much to say, but Denise, you've done it all. You took us for the great show. So, you know what? I'm a little bit sad just talking about Denny. So, I'm going to get into some reggae here now with troublemaker Mr. DJ Nicholas. Here we go.
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ
Nicholas. I'm sorry about the picture on the live. I don't know. I gotta call my son-in-law and let him tell me what's wrong.
Try to imagine a house that's not a home.
This is my buddy John Holt. He's gone home also.
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
Try to imagine a house that's not a home. Try to imagine a Christmas all alone. That's where I've been since you left. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place to go. It will be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. Lonely this Christmas, lonely.
Please, 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 please call a friend, all right? Talk to a friend. It will be lonely this Christmas. Call a friend. I'm begging, all right? Call a friend.
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
Try to imagine a house that's not a home. Try to imagine a Christmas all alone. That's where I've been since you left. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place to go. It will be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. Lonely this Christmas, lonely and cold. It will be cold, so cold, without you to hold this Christmas. I remember the day you went away, and how I would listen to the things you have to say. I just break down as I look around. The only thing I see, all is emptiness and loneliness and the unlit Christmas tree. It will be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. Lonely this Christmas, lonely and cold. It will be cold, so cold.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath that tree last night. But anyhow, coming up at about 20 minutes after the hour, I will be speaking to my brother Tony Carr. I hope he's not out there jumping around celebrating the departure of his president, because he has celebrated 40 years on radio in and around the American city of Washington, D.C. So I'll be talking to him at about 20 past 4, Tony. You give me a call. This is the sounds of Brother Dean Fraser. I'll be chit-chatting with my brother. I'm going to call him. You can call me Tony. It's easier. And for those of you who wanted to see my big afro, I hope you did on Facebook. Although I can't get that thing to do properly. You know, I mean, I'm no good at this type of thing sometimes, especially when I'm doing the program. Yeah, you know how it is. So let me see. I'm telling him to call me, but he lives in the States, so he's a bit slow. I'm going to try and reach out to him because, he's the other voice. He's on radio for the past 40 odd years. Come on, Tony, wake up. Hello, Tony.
Yeah.
You're up. You're live on air, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Did I wake you up or something? Not here in your phone.
Huh?
Yeah, anyway, Tony, what's up? What's up? How you doing? Congrats on your 40th year, you said, on radio?
Actually, I am just completing my 40th year. I will be, it will be 41 years come December the 9th. So I'll be just doing a little celebrating this coming Sunday.
Radio. How did you get involved with radio?
What happened back in the 70s, we had two Caribbean programs on the air.
Mm-hmm.
John Blake on HUR, WHUR, the Caribbean Experience, and Von Martin on the same station I am on, WPFW.
Mm-hmm.
Both are still active. And I used to hang out at this friend of mine record store, West Indian Record Mart, Mr. Ricky Hillux, the late Mr. Ricky Hillux. And he used to send music over reggae music to these guys. And The reggae they used to play was reggae that was very popular in Trinidad, but might not necessarily be what we want to hear in, we Jamaicans wanted to hear.
Okay.
And so he got upset. And he said to me one day, Tony, I wanted to call every radio station in Washington and see if anybody would be interested in playing reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for about 2-3 days, and lo and behold, one man came on the phone and said, where have you guys been? I've been looking for somebody to play reggae. I couldn't believe it. The gentleman's name was Mr. Jake Einstein, who's no longer living, and he owned WHFS 102.3 FM in Bethesda. And we met him, and Rick Kehillox, the owner of the West Indian Record Mart, decided to sponsor it because we had to pay for the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I started. I asked, so we got somebody to play reggae. Who's going to do it? And he and his manager, Bobby Newby, laughed at me and said, well, you're going to have to do it. I said, but I don't know anything about radio. Anyhow, I decided to try it out, and that's how it started, really, by accident.
By accident. But tell me something. by accident.
Well, that's how I always did, because I never planned to be on radio. I didn't know nothing about radio.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. How did you end up in Washington? I know the story, but you tell my listeners how you ended up in Washington doing radio and other things.
Well, you know, I used to coach track and field at Excelsior High School.
Right.
And I met this gentleman who at the time was the head track coach at Howard University. And he told me that he was going to start another university here, which was Federal City College, which is now University of the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, we used to communicate, and he said to me, if you could get some athletes from Jamaica for me, that would be great. Then he made an offer. He said, what if I could get you into the school and become my assistant, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I did. I got a number of athletes. I think I got about 6 or 8 guys up. Some of them I coach, and others from KC and a couple other schools. But the school didn't treat us real good. And eventually I had to make a move, and I got a lot of these guys transferred to other schools. That's basically how I came to Washington.
Mm-hmm. And you just hung out
and
there.
And I've been here ever since.
So, if you had 40 years to do again, would you do it all over again?
You mean with radio or?
With radio.
Living in Washington.
No, with radio. I we go with the radio first, and then you can tell me about Washington after.
Well, why not? You know.
In other words, you enjoy doing what you did, right?
enjoy what I do, because, you know, a couple years ago I said I was going to retire from the radio, and people tell me, no. You know, you play. You see, Howard, I do radio quite different from a lot of people who is on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I like to introduce new music. I like to introduce new artists. And, of course, I play some of the old favorites from time to time. Like this Sunday, I'll be playing as much as I can in the 2 hours. I'll be playing a lot of old favorites, but just the show.
Right.
But what I've found out in doing that a lot of artists, especially those who are on the fringe and who send me music, I have gained a lot of their respect because they said nobody else does what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I introduce a lot of, in the 41 years now, I've introduced a lot of music to Washington. I've introduced a lot of music to America, a lot of artists to America. These days I don't do that because of the internet thing, but back in those days you would know.
Right.
I mean, I introduced people like Maxi Priest, Steel Pulse, Lucky Dube, Aswad. I introduced music like Stealing Love on the side, Carlene Davis, Someone Loves You, Honey.
J.C. Lodge.
By J.C. Lodge. I think I've done a lot of things over the years that people appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
I've emceed hundreds of shows.
Mm.
I've interviewed hundreds of people. Some of them I don't even remember them.
Right.
But it's funny, the best interview that I did on the radio was not with a reggae artist, but with Professor Rex Nettleford. You remember him?
Yeah, I knew Rex Nettleford.
Little
theater.
That's the best interview I ever did on the radio. We were supposed to do a 10-minute thing, and the next thing we were doing over an hour.
Wow. Yeah, he's
most interesting
man. Speaking of America, yeah. You just mentioned America a while ago. You're all over on several internet and radio stations all over America. You want to mention a few or just mention one or two?
Well, a couple years ago, I should also mention that on Tuesday night, I do another show on Tuesday night from 9 to 12 on an internet station called ablazingradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I call reggae classic. And I found out the station owner told me a couple months ago that I have the largest listening audience on his station. For any single show, I was shocked.
Why?
I play reggae music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Mm.
And then on Sunday afternoon, I have a pre-taped show on an internet station called Global, what's the name of the station? I forget.
I have no idea, but
It's in the style of what Meritone would play. Those nice oldies.
Yeah, Winston
American
Blake, yeah.
Slow music. On Sundays. And I'm on about seven or eight internet stations.
One in England, too.
Global Links Radio. That's the name of that. I'm also on, One Harmony Radio. .com in London. Also, one in New Jersey called Viscosity Blend. Mm. I just started one. Another one just hooked me up in South Florida, which is gaining a lot of attention, reggaeglobalradio.com. I've been there about 2 months now. And I'm sure you know this fellow, Bobby's Music Machine, Bobby Adams. He has a radio station.
Yes, yes.
Called WFF Sunshine Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that since last week, he has hooked up my show after trying for some time. I'm also on a station in Baltimore called the PM Radio in Baltimore. So I'm
you're a busy man.
Quite a few stations. Yeah.
Well, Tony, my brother, we have a minute to go. Any famous last words that you would want to tell a young man who has the interest of becoming a radio DJ? Because some of them are just mainly interested in just mixing the music and that's it, no talking. What would you say to a young man who is interested listening at the moment?
Well, first of all, don't follow what others do.
Right.
Be honest to the craft.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get into the hype thing. Just be honest and play good music.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
And finally, Howard, I'm sure you knew this lady from Brampton in the Toronto area, Denise
Jones.
Jones?
Yes, good friend of mine, yes. She passed.
Yeah, I interviewed her a couple years ago, and, whenever I go up to Canada, up to Mississauga, we usually talk, and she invited me a couple of times to her, I think she had a thing called, was it a Jambana?
Jambana, yeah.
Something, yeah. And she passed. Was it Thursday night?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so her husband went to Excelsior when I was the track coach there.
Oh.
He remembered me, but I when I met him, he remembered me, but I didn't remember him, but I knew of the name.
Right, right.
So
right.
I'm so sorry to hear, because she was a big driving force for reggae music in the Toronto area.
Yes,
very
that she was. Yes.
And she seemed to knew what she was doing.
Yes, that she did. Yes. Yeah. I mean, in Toronto those days it wasn't easy, but she stood up. She stood up and be a strong person. Anyway, my brother, I got to go.
Yeah.
And it's nice talking to
All
you.
All right. So they people can tune in tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
From 10 p.m. to 12 midnight, WPFWFM.org. Yep. Also, I'm on Facebook Live, so those who are my friends can check me out. Yeah, man.
Good.
And, of course, whenever I come up to Montreal, you always give me a little 30 minutes to do my little thing. So
yeah.
I usually enjoy them.
Very good. This is a class radio station. I'm only kidding. Yes, anyway, my brother, thank you very much. No comments, all right?
me now come up there when it's cool.
I know, you're a chicken. Big fowl. All right? We're strong Canadian men.
Okay. You are good.
All right, Tony. Take care, my brother. All right? You'll be good. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tony Carr, my brother. He's a big track and field star in Jamaica in the early years. Ran for Jamaica. Got himself a silver gold medal in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in the Pan Am Games. Yeah, so he's in the radio business there for quite some while. We're going to pay some bills, and then we're going to get let loose Nicholas, who is sitting there doing nothing as usual.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The COVID-19 pandemic in Canada is serious. We must continue to practice all public health measures. Follow local guidelines for gatherings, maintain physical distancing, wash your hands, wear a mask, and download the COVID Alert app. If you have symptoms, even mild ones, stay home. Protect yourself and others. Learn more at canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397. A message from the Government of Canada.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Social 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
Rockin' the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
Greetings. This is Kim Yalaman. And I arise against the abuse of woman. I see great man rise and fall. I see great man.
Stop the violence, stop the violence, and so on. This is Kim Yalaman. And
DJ Nicholas.
Arise against the abuse of woman. I see great man rise and fall. I see great man.
Stop the crying.
violence, stop the violence, stop the violence, woman, you hear? Stop the violence, stop the violence, stop the violence, woman. Chop, woman, I'm a mother, woman, I'm a sister, woman, I'm a lover, woman, I'm a friend. Don't hurt a woman, you know that wrong. Treat her like a queen, she a real champion. She come first, she a real number one. She give me joy and happiness. She good, she better than the rest. A woman is God's creation. A woman is birth to every nation. All white man, all black man, all Indian, all Chinese man. I want every man to be treated more man.
Something is happening to the system here. Don't ask me what happened all of a sudden. Oh, gosh. I think I found the problem. Sorry about that, folks. It was the phone.
Let's unite and share the love we deserve. Cause we are.
Life for I and I. So when I'm down, I play a good song. You and your negative vibes around me now working. I hope this feeling does last for a little while. Coming up the nice time for so long. Get your vibe, just watch out for bad my name lurking. Ready for broke your vibes again.
Want to say hello to those of you who are logged on. Mr. Audley Coley would like to better the $100 that was given to us last week.
I'm leaving it up, so don't bring me down. I roll some good juice up and pass the weed around. I don't want to end up in a
lot. By Mr. Errol Johnson. Audley, I'm going to take you up on that, all right? Thank you very much. And he's giving $100 to CKUT because of the mental health regulations that we look at on the station. Want to say hello to Marjorie Toby all the way in Maple and Clarendon, I think.
Only her tears can melt his poor heart, knowing she was suffering. Still she
and this Pat Leiber all the way in.
He said, how can I stand aside?
I'm getting them mixed up again. Want to say hello to Miss Lorraine Klassen, wicked singer.
Nine subjects, enough school fee, all because she tiles the streets. She understands.
Mary Figuera, thank you very much for your support.
Talk about love, talk about trust. girl. You don't understand, oh girl.
Soul survivor, soul provider. What am I saying? Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. Good evening, rather. It's now 6 minutes to the hour. We're going to say goodbye to you and just hope you enjoyed what you heard with all the mistakes and all that, but this is part of it. I want to thank my brother for spending some time with us and, of course, Dr. Wilson. Congrats again, can't say it enough. All the best to you. And what more can I say but one of my guests was saying, please call people, talk to them, because this is a tough time, really tough. All right, I know it's not easy, so send out some greetings, you know, and talk to people. Talk to people. Because it's not easy. Do like we do in Jamaica. And send out greetings on like something like this. So until next week, same time, same place, come back to us. Remember, don't let your actions be the pain of others. And in Jamaica, we'd send out some greetings sounding like this.
I would like to send greetings to all of my families and friends in Jamaica. I would just like to say Merry Christmas to my daddy Mello, to my mommy Yvette, and her two daughters, them, Delisa and Deline. And to my big brother, Alden, who used to thief out my food when we little. I remember the days, them, me and my cousin Kevin used to play marble round at the back of the yard. And me and Barry and Chudy used to play basketball. Woo! Those days was fun. I remember when my cousin Tanya Barbie Dolly got pregnant for my G.I. Joe soldier. It was nice living in Jamaica. I would just like to tell everybody, say, hold your head up and don't make Portia stress on you. Okay? I would like to give a shout out to my friend named O'Shane and my other friend named Marlon. I hope you're behaving on yourself. Me and Gia is out here in America and we want you to know that we miss Unu. We miss Unu a lot. And I've been out here for a while, so you see that I catch the accent.
Have yourself a Merry Christmas. This is Shaggy.
Have yourself a Merry.
I'm going to send this out to my brother. He likes this one. Shaggy.
Christmas in the island breeze are up a pump.
Yes, sir.
People lights are cold.
taking us up to 7 o'clock. Bye-bye.
If you never been, you're gonna be there long. Come and get your sugar cane from a Mr. Lover Man. Sweet you like a honey, sorrel in a drum. Jamaica eggnog is like heaven to your tongue. Watch out for the mistletoe, come and give me some. No rolling in the snow, girl standing in the sun. So when you're ready, take a trip down to my island. Cause there's nothing like Christmas in my island. I've been around the world and traveled across the globe, but I'm always heading right back home for Christmas. Christmas in the island. Paper lights and coconut trees are up a pum pum. Lay on our island beaches are up a pum pum. Hills and valleys to the shining seas are up a pum pum. Up a pum pum. Christmas on our island. Let's have a Jamaican Christmas are up a pum pum. When we come, ain't nothing like a J.A. Christmas. I wanna be right here for the Christmas. Can't fly a reindeer, that's a fiction. You might find Santa Claus on a fiction. I don't know about elves and Jack Frost, but I can give you jerk chicken with the hot sauce. From your girlfriend lunch in a stop log, say she having a good time, kick your socks off. So when you're ready, take a trip down to my island. Cause there's nothing like Christmas in my island. I've been around the world and traveled across the globe, but I'm always heading right back home for Christmas. Christmas in the island. Are up a pum pum. Lights and coconut trees are up a pum pum. Lay on our island beaches are up a pum pum. Hills and valleys to the shining seas are up a pum pum. Up a pum pum. Christmas on our island. Let's have a Jamaican Christmas are up a pum pum.
Christmas greetings to you all.
Are we on the air?
It's the king. Hey, yo, last week, I'm telling you, Montreal was great. Big up Black Mob, Munga AZ, Jesse Walker, Peaches, Pepe, the real Ciroc, my man DJ Smokey, Keith and Karen, Chops, DJ Gems, Star Q, Ox, Earthquake, Soundproof, FreshTV.ca. I got that hype in me. Yo, it's the masters at work, Ken Dog and Mike Mission. I'm the kid famous, if you like listening to what's the hottest in the city, we getting busy. Adjust your radio, it's Mike Mission and Ken Diggy. 7 and 9, letting all of Quebec know. Hip-hop, rap, right before all the techno. Ask around M-City, sure all your friends know. And they ain't ever leaving like the Expos. Let's go! CKUT 93's the station, and I'm the kid repping for the nation. But right now, repping for your station. I'm here, no baggage, no place like home, Dorothy, no Kansas, no Dallas. I'm major, a pro at this, so I'ma let it bump, no proactive. Masters at work is here, and if you rockin' with us, let me hear you say yeah.
Yo, Ken Dog Panda 1 and 2 is reppin' Real City and Montserrat, all 300 of us, let's go.
Fire. Yeah.